Hello Morgan.
How are you, man?
How are you?
Yes, sir. I'm good, and you?
Yeah, I'm good. So we could start by introduce yourself, please.
Yeah, like you, like I said, my name is Morgan from Morgan Mahape
Yep.
from South Africa, and I was born here in South Africa, and I'm 37 years old. And yeah, I'm an artist, and I've been doing art since I was a young boy. At the moment, I never had like a solo exhibition. That was last year. I had an opportunity to go to the United States in New York, and I organized a deal to do a solo exhibition with collaborating with Uzanele Moholi. I don't know whether you know her. She's
Yeah,
a well-known.
I saw the photographs. Yeah.
So we were supposed to host an exhibition. It was scheduled to be on March, and then something happened. You know the virus disturbed everything. So that was cancelled, and till I don't know when. But I've been in. Okay, that's when I met Carol from Paris,
From the gallery,
and
yeah.
she liked my work. She asked to have like a group thingy at the fair. The fair that was in
Yeah.
November last year, I think.
Yeah. AKA, yeah.
And I was excited when she told me an organization like yours was interested in my work. So yeah, I was expecting your call.
Yeah, great. But I read you were a self-taught artist. Maybe you can explain how you discover this universe of art.
My mother, she was an art teacher in some school, in high school, in fact. So I wasn't like keen on doing art at the moment, like professional, to go to an institution to learn art, because I took it as something that is like a hobby on the side, because in tertiary I went to study engineering subjects and stuff like that. So after finishing my studies in tertiary, I had time to myself to reflect what I want to do with my life, and I couldn't I wasn't I realized later engineering science is not what I want to do in life, but somehow I managed to finish my studies. That's when I started to say, well, let me try take my hobby and turn it to a career. So I started trying out different techniques, painting, drawing, sculpture, and things like that, And that's when this art industry consumed me to focus in it. I started doing beadwork. Little bit of beadwork, and then I said to myself, no, everybody's doing beadwork. In Africa, beadwork is a common medium, And I wanted to, and the crazy thing is, beadwork is not considered as art.
As art, yes.
Somehow it's they call it craft, and craft doesn't belong
In art.
in a gallery,
Yeah, of course.
Because now it's so common, it's on the street, it's not inside the gallery. So I needed to find a way to do it in a form of, a respectable, a unique a way of constructing my artwork in so that it can be acceptable people inside the gallery, you know?
Yeah.
So I started practicing how to do portraits, how to do in a suspended form of beadwork, you know?
Yeah.
So it's not something that I just thought of one night and then I woke up and did it. It was a progress. It was a development from the start. It wasn't so, you know, so clean, so perfect.
Of course.
And I had to practice. Like I said, it's almost 10 years doing it. So now I came to that point of, you know, that it's acceptable in a gallery. You know, breaking those boundaries to make the medium respectable.
But did you start with the curtains or not?
No. I didn't start with the curtains, okay. Promise you. I just went for portraits. I went for abstracts. I went for, you know, those. I wanted to move away from the craft mentality of it, you know? I wanted it to be so sophisticated that you oversee the medium as a craft and you respect the medium as an art form, you know?
Yeah, okay. So this is glass beads?
Yeah, glass beads.
Okay, so glass beads only?
Glass beads on strings.
On strings, yeah.
Yeah. And I use those fish line strings, those hard fish line strings, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
And firstly, I take a piece of plank, like a wood frame, you know? And I put nails on it. And I hang the strings. And I put the bead one by one, you know?
Yeah.
So every string is independent, or it's independent on its own. So if you put all the strings together, you get a perfect picture. You get a full picture, you know.
Yeah.
Because at the same time, the technique itself, it has the concepts of unity, you know. How? Because each bead represents an individual, you know.
Yeah.
And then the beads on strings, that will represent a group of people, you know. And then the strings brought together, they give you the bigger picture. So if you take that concept and bring it to people, like social life and the existence of human beings, that we need each other, you know. If you take one bead out, the picture gets distorted.
Yeah.
So if I say a bead represents an individual, that means every person in the world is important, you know? I was within that concept of, you know, people working together to achieve a bigger picture in life.
What is you saying now? Makes me think about Ubuntu.
Yeah. It basically says that.
I am because we are.
Yes. And I love the idea of love. You know, the concept of love. It runs with the idea of my beadworks and how I constructed it, you know, working together. We need to love each other. We need to respect each other. Everybody should play his or her own part into making this whole thing work. You know, the idea of individuality that get your own or save yourself, it doesn't work. You know, it doesn't brings out the best of us. You know, but when we work together, when we organize ourselves to be in line or to be where everybody plays his part. And that's when we start to see the bigger picture in our existence.
The piece you will present in the exhibition in France for the Festival of Textiles, for the FIT?
Yes.
Did you finish it or you are working on it?
No. I haven't started, but I have a concept.
Yeah, okay.
I have a beautiful concept that I wanna express with that idea, you know, that idea of love. You know, I have some sketches that I made because because before I put beads on strings, I have to make like a reference. I was within that idea of working like a rainbow nation. Me, I live in a country where,
yeah,
like it's multi-racial. I mean, we call ourselves a rainbow nation.
Yeah, your image on WhatsApp is it is your portrait with the colors of Rainbow Nation, you know? That's it?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's beadworks.
I thought you were only make portraits, and I saw in your Instagram there is the last photo you posted is a child who is looking for a curtain. It's not a portrait.
Yeah, it's not a portrait. It's more like an abstract.
Yeah.
At the same time, it's not exactly a portrait, but it has that element of love.
You think your signature, your Morgan Mahape, is now known for the work on curtains? Do you think you will always work with this medium of curtain, or because I saw a photo with lamp?
Yeah. Because to be honest, I know, but I still have to learn more in this medium that I'm using. You know,
yeah.
I always try to develop myself to. You know, to make it more, you know, to improve or evolve from. But at the moment, I think I'm doing this because it's something that is unique, something that I never seen anybody doing. It, you know,
yeah.
Something that I think, yeah, it's something that I think I developed it from my head. I think it's my job to work on it. To work on it and see the best of it.
My last question is, do you have a point which obsesses you? You want to explore and exploring more, like question of, you talk about love, but...
I'm a person who's obsessed about, I know love is the answer to everything.
Mm.
Not because... You came up with the concept of love. I believed in love before I met Carol. I believed in love before I even started doing art. You know, with love would save us. It's pretty obvious. I mean, if we all love each other, I mean, this whole world will be a perfect place. Besides from art and stuff like that, just in general. You know, love is something that is so, we all long for love.
Do you have a part of spirituality in your work?
I mean, if you think about it, love on its own is spiritual. It's something that you cannot, it's something that you cannot explain, but it's something that needs to be expressed, you know. So spiritually, we all long to be loved. We all appreciate love. We all, love is God.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that on its own, it's spiritual. Love is so spiritual that we cannot pinpoint where is love, but we can recognize when we see love. We can recognize when we feel love, you know?
What about the place you were born, the country you were born? Is this important for you to affirm you are an African artist or South African artist, or I don't know?
Yes, it is. Unfortunately, I was born in a place where love is lacking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we saw divided in a sense. We think. The only person you must love is yourself. So me doing this art thing, me doing art, you know, trying to spread love with my art. I think I think I can make a difference, because every time I see it in their eyes, every time if someone is viewing my art, and if someone is viewing my art, you know, he feels that little bit of love, you know. I always try to put love in my work, to express love in my work, so you can get a sense of love, you know. Africa is a loving country. I believe Africa is a loving country. Africa is a loving continent, actually. It's just that we are so keen to the idea of we are different, and then love is absent, you know.
Mm.
But you know, it's our job as artists to remind people about love, to remind people how it feels, to remind people how love, how to receive love, how to give love, you know, by looking at my work and feel that little bit of love. I think that's a small step for men, but it can make a difference.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much, Morgan, for your answers.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
thanks for calling, man. I really appreciate it, you know, because right now, it's what I feel right now. I feel loved, you know, by you phoning me and asking about my work and wanting to see my work, appreciating my work, you know, that's love to me. I feel loved, yeah, in a sense, you know. Even if the project it's not successful, but this point in time, right now, it's love. I mean, that's what counts, you know. We have the connection now. Okay.
Yeah. So good. Okay. Bye, Morgan. Bye.
Right. Bye. Thanks, eh?
Thanks very much. Bye.